The big question in business, a change of leadership at Google raises that question. Does the CEO still matter?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis, a surprise personnel shakeup at Google. CEO Eric Schmidt is turning things over to the search giant's co-founder, Larry Page. Now, critics have said Google has been slow to step up its game and going after Facebook and finding more ways to make money from online advertising. Schmidt says that's a task Page is up to.
And I want to say very clearly that I believe Larry is ready. You know, he's been working on this area for a long time. His ideas are very interesting and clever, and it's time for him to have a shot at running this and doing it, and I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job.
Now, Page takes over in April. We're going to get some analysis of the move with Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large at CBS MoneyWatch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
What does this news do to Google? I mean, are we going to see any changes to Google products and its websites?
Well, I think Page's return is really meant to rejuvenate the search giant. I suspect that social networking will soon become a big focus for Google. And so for all of us Google users, look out, because they're trying to find the users from Facebook and Twitter and grab them and have them stay longer on Google.
Looking at the larger scope of things, right? Does the CEO of any company really matter, Jill?
Absolutely. The CEO matters. Let's look at Apple. The announcement of Steve Jobs' medical leave was met with trepidation. That's because Jobs infused that company with his creative imprint, and because he hadn't groomed his successor like Eric Schmidt had done with Larry Page. And so now Apple's next chapter remains murky. That said, I'm always nervous when a CEO sort of becomes bigger than the company. In my mind, while the world was really praising Jack Welch at GE in the 90s, he was leading the company down a path of destruction. His more staid successor, Jeff Immelt, actually guided the company through the recession and effectively turned it around.
All right. Jill Schlesinger with us from New York. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
Speaking of Jeff Immelt, President Obama today is set to formally announce that the GE CEO will head a new advisory council. Now, part of the White House shift to build stronger ties to the business community. That's on the day that GE reported a more than 50% rise in profit. The company has its hands in a lot of different industries, and it's seen as an economic bellwether. Let's check the numbers. European shares are higher right now, pretty much anywhere from a half a percent to a percent and a half. Asian markets ended the day in negative territory. Bank of America reported its second straight quarterly loss, blamed on the much lower value of its mortgage business. They took a $2 billion hit there. The number of people last year who bought pre-owned homes fell to their lowest level in 13 years. A lot of economists say it's going to take a long time for the housing market to snap back. Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ lost 0.75%. The S&P was down slightly. The Dow fell 2 points to close at 11,822.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
You've seen a barcode, right? Those line markings on all kinds of products that get scanned at the grocery store checkout. You're probably within reach of a barcode right now. Well, there's a new type of code that's popping up called digital codes, made of tiny black and white squares that link the real world with the online world. But as reporter Alex Schmidt tells us, a lot of consumers still don't know what they are.
What they are is QR codes, which stands for quick response. They act kind of like barcodes for your smartphone. You scan these little boxes and a website comes up on your phone. From there, you can get things like coupons or digital downloads. And advertisers love them. QR designer Phil Warbass explains why.
What it really does is it turns a 5-second pitch into potentially a 5-minute experience, and it extends the time that you have to be in front of your audience.
Warbass has worked with Chipotle Restaurant to put QR codes in a menu, which takes users to a video with celebrities talking about healthy eating. And he's created one for Paula McMath. She's a singer who plays weekly on Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade. McMath has her QR codes printed on business cards. When you scan them, they take you to a website where you learn more about her music. But there's a potential problem. Passersby aren't quite sure what the barcodes are.
Have you ever seen these?
Never in my life.
I've never seen them before.
No. No.
McMath knows she's using an early stage technology.
I realize that on some level I am a little bit of a guinea pig, maybe?
But being experimental could also get her noticed. Lucy Hood directs USC's Institute for Communication Technology Management.
You think about it. You're a consumer, you're blobbing along, what's happening? What will make you pay attention? Something new.
Hood thinks QR codes will need a big, sustained media moment in the spotlight to really drive mass adoption, sort of like text messaging on American Idol. Hood convinced Idol producers to use that technology when she worked at Fox back in 2002.
We went from 12,000 text messages sent to 12 million in one season.
Hood's guess for QR's big moment of exposure? She thinks it'll happen with a movie sometime this year. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.
And finally, Patrick McCarthy created a new fragrance, Liquid Money. He's got one for men, called His Money, and one for women, Her Money. Scents that, you guessed it, smell like cold, hard cash. He says he got the idea after reading about a study of Japanese companies that pumped the smell of money through its air conditioning vents. Worker productivity jumped. And McCarthy says that proves his new fragrances will at the very least boost some confidence. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. A lot of confidence there. And you can, of course, check the numbers out and share your thoughts with us, too, at marketplace.org. And follow me on Twitter at Radio Chio. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It's arguably the strongest economy in the Western world. However,
we are not living in a wonderland in Germany. We have also a lot of things to improve.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. What the U.S. can learn from Deutschland and what they can learn from us. That, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.